This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer. Coming up, opera south of the border, down Mexico way. But first, a bit of poetry, lyric poetry, odes to be precise. John Keats wrote Ode to a Grecian Urn. Alexander Pope came up with Ode to Solitude. Modern-day poet Wally Swist, well, he performed his Ode to the Omelette this week at the Sunken Garden Poetry Festival.
I dice onions that remind me of Renoir's painting of onions. Of onions so real I weep. I crush cloves of garlic that are all pungence, a shaman's breath, the kitchen's verb. I chop green flags of scallions and ripened from my garden slice a tomato that becomes a song when cut into wedges, dripping with seeds as fragrant as the garden itself. All of this goes into the hot olive oil, now sizzling, now blessing the air. I beat eggs, pour them into the skillet, and because I am happy, spread a handful of grated cheddar over the top. I finish this with paprika for color, cayenne for spicy heat, tarragon for its gracious offering of sweetness. Carefully, I fold it, and now it is done, sliding from the spatula onto the plate, radiant and steaming, the omelette and its aroma that pleases me by my creation, my ode to the morning.
Poet Wally Swist, accompanied by Eugene Friesen, playing original music on the cello. Our thanks to the Sunken Garden Poetry Festival at Hillstead Museum and producer David Budrys for providing a summer's worth of memorable poetry performances. In other words, to the Sunken Garden Festival, we dedicate the poems brought to us from Farmington, Connecticut.